When we think about food security, we often picture full pantry shelves, sealed buckets of rice, and a deep freezer stock for the long haul. But security is not just about how much food you have. It is about whether that food is safe to eat. The 2026 Cyclosporiasis outbreak is a sharp reminder that supply and safety are two different things. A microscopic parasite has been slipping past the commercial safeguards we usually trust, riding into homes on fresh produce that looks perfectly clean. This is a parasite that breaks the rules. It shrugs off the chlorine washes that food processors rely on, and it hides from the standard tests doctors run when someone gets sick. For the self-reliant household, this outbreak is a case study in a hard truth. The phrase "I washed it" does not mean it is safe. In this article, we will break down what Cyclospora is, why fresh produce carries it so well, which habits actually reduce your risk versus which ones only create false confidence, and how to recognize the symptoms and get the right lab test. The goal is simple. When the commercial contamination chain fails, you should be ready to control it yourself. What Cyclospora is and why 2026 is different. Cyclospora chiatonensis is a single-celled parasite so small you cannot see it without a microscope. When a person swallows food or water contaminated with the parasite, it settles into the small intestine and causes an infection called cyclosporiasis. The result is often days or weeks of digestive misery. Unlike bacteria such as E. coli or Salmonella, this parasite plays by a different set of rules, and that is exactly what makes it dangerous to a household that thinks it has food safety figured out. The numbers so far in 2026 as of mid-June, the CDC has reported roughly 145 cases across 17 states, and notably, investigators have not confirmed a single food source. That gap matters. Without a traceable source, there is no targeted recall, no clear product to pull from your fridge, and no easy way for the average shopper to know if what they bought is part of the problem. The picture gets sharper at the state level. Michigan has seen a surge of more than 170 cases, which stands far above its normal baseline of about 50 cases in an entire year. A jump like that, more than triple the usual annual count, is not background noise. It signals that something in the supply chain has broken down, and that ordinary people are being exposed without any warning. Why this parasite breaks the rules? Here is the part that should get every prepper's attention. Cyclospora resists the chlorine-based sanitizers that commercial produce processors use to clean leafy greens and herbs. The wash that is supposed to make your salad safe does very little to this parasite. On top of that, Cyclospora evades standard detection methods, meaning it can pass through both the cleaning process and, later, the doctor's office without being caught. This is why 2026 is worth studying rather than just worrying about. It is a real-world example of a contamination threat that defeats the safeguards most of us assume are working in the background. When you buy a bag of triple-washed greens, you are trusting a system. Cyclospora is proof that the system has blind spots. This is not a reason to panic. It is a reason to learn. Why produce is the usual vector? Nearly every major Cyclospora outbreak traces back to the same category of food, fresh produce. Leafy greens, herbs like cilantro and basil, and a range of imported items have carried this parasite time and again. Understanding why helps you see where the risk actually lies, and why the produce all can be a weak point in the chain. The contamination chain. Cyclospora needs to spend time in the environment to become infectious. It typically enters the picture through contaminated water or soil in the fields where crops are grown. Irrigation water carrying the parasite can coat the leaves of spinach, lettuce, or fresh herbs. From there, the contamination follows the produce through harvesting, packing, and processing. Workers handling the crop, the water used to rinse it, and the equipment it touches can all move the parasite along the chain. The trouble is that produce is delicate and often eaten raw. A steak gets seared. A pot of beans gets boiled. But a handful of cilantro tossed onto a dish or a bed of spring mix in a salad usually goes straight from bag to plate with nothing more than a rinse in between. That means the parasite never faces the one thing that reliably kills it: heat. Clean looking does not mean clean. This is the vulnerability that defeats consumer assumptions. Because Cyclospora shrugs off the chlorine-based sanitizers used in commercial washing, contaminated produce can roll onto store shelves looking crisp, green, and perfectly fresh. There is no smell, no discoloration, and no slime to warn you. The bag can even carry a reassuring pre-washed or triple-washed label. None of that tells you whether the parasite is present. Imported herbs and greens deserve extra caution here. Many past outbreaks have been tied to produce grown in regions where water sanitation standards differ from what buyers might expect. The pattern is well established. Cyclosporiasis outbreaks in North America have repeatedly been linked to fresh cilantro, basil, bagged salads, and other raw produce over the years. The 2026 event fits that long-running pattern, even if the exact source has not been pinned down yet. For the homesteader and the self-reliant shopper, the lesson is direct. The clean look of produce is not evidence of safety. It is just the absence of visible spoilage, and Cyclospora produces no visible signs at all, cleaning and sourcing habits that actually work. Once you accept that clean-looking produce can still carry a parasite, the next question is practical. What actually reduces your risk, and what just makes you feel safer without doing much? Being honest about this difference is the heart of self-reliance. Controlling the contamination chain in your own kitchen starts with knowing which habits are real protection and which are theater. Habits that create false confidence. Several common practices feel protective but offer little defense against Cyclospora, a quick rinse under the tap. Running water knocks off dirt and some surface debris, but it does not reliably remove a parasite that clings to leaf surfaces. A rinse is better than nothing, yet it is nowhere near a guarantee. Trusting pre-washed and triple wash labels. These labels describe a commercial process built around chlorine sanitizers, which Cyclospora resists. The label tells you the product went through a wash, not that it is free of this parasite. Assuming clean-looking means safe. As covered earlier, this parasite leaves no visible trace. Judging safety by appearance is judging by the one measure that does not apply here. None of these habits are useless in general. The problem is relying on them as your main line of defense against a contamination threat they were never designed to stop. Habits that genuinely lower risk. These practices meaningfully reduce your exposure because they target how the parasite actually behaves. Cook produce thoroughly when you can. Heat is the one reliable weapon. Cooking greens and herbs to a proper temperature kills Cyclospora. Sautéed spinach, cooked down herbs in a sauce, and blanched greens are far safer than raw versions during an active outbreak. Know your sourcing. Buy from traceable or local growers whenever possible. When you can identify where your food came from, you gain the ability to make informed choices and to respond quickly if a problem surfaces. This is where the homesteader has a natural advantage. Produce you grow yourself, with water you control, sits under your own oversight from seed to plate. Understand seasonal and regional risk. Cyclosporiasis cases in North America tend to cluster in the warmer months, roughly late spring through summer. Knowing that pattern lets you raise your caution during high-risk windows and ease it during lower-risk ones. Treat imported herbs and greens with extra care. Given the history of outbreaks tied to imported produce, apply your strictest handling to these items. When in doubt, cook them rather than eating them raw. Being honest about the limits. The uncomfortable but important truth is that washing alone cannot guarantee safety against Cyclospora. There is no home rinse, soak, or scrub that fully removes the risk from raw produce. That is not a reason to stop washing your food. It is a reason to stack your defenses, source carefully, cook when it counts, and stay aware of the season and the news. When the commercial chain fails, these are the levers you actually control, recognizing symptoms and getting the right test. Even with good habits, exposure can happen. Knowing what cyclosporiasis looks like, and knowing how to get it correctly diagnosed, can be the difference between a quick recovery and weeks of unexplained illness. This is where being educated protects your whole household. The hallmark symptoms. Cyclosporiasis has a signature that sets it apart from a typical short-lived stomach bug. Watch for these signs: prolonged watery diarrhea, often the most noticeable symptom, loss of appetite, unexplained weight loss, stomach cramping and bloating, fatigue that drags on. The telling feature is duration. A common foodborne illness usually clears within a day or two. Cyclosporiasis tends to linger. Without treatment, symptoms can persist for weeks and are known to relapse, meaning a person may seem to improve and then feel sick all over again. If someone in your household has diarrhea that will not quit and keeps circling back, this parasite belongs on your list of possibilities. The detection gap. Here is the critical problem that traps many patients. Standard stool panels do not test for Cyclospora unless a provider specifically requests it. The routine tests a doctor might order for diarrhea often look for common bacteria and viruses, and this parasite simply is not on that default menu. As a result, cyclosporiasis is frequently missed or misdiagnosed, sometimes brushed off as a stubborn stomach virus while the real cause goes unaddressed. This is exactly why staying educated matters. If you do not know to ask, the test may never be run. How to advocate for the right test. When you see a provider for prolonged diarrhea, especially during an outbreak or after eating raw greens or herbs, speak up clearly. Ask specifically for Cyclospora testing. The tests that can catch it include an ova and parasite exam using special stains, or a molecular PCR stool panel that looks for the parasite's genetic material. Mention any recent produce you ate and note that you are aware of the current outbreak. Being specific helps your provider order the correct test rather than the default one. Treatment exists once you know. The good news is that once cyclosporiasis is correctly diagnosed, effective treatment exists. It typically involves a combination antibiotic, and most people improve once the right medication is started. The barrier is almost never the cure. It is getting the correct diagnosis in the first place. That is why the knowledge in this section is worth as much as anything on your pantry shelf. The 2026 cyclospora outbreak is a lesson wrapped in an inconvenience. It shows that a threat can slip past every commercial safeguard we assume is protecting us, arriving on food that looks flawless. Real food security is not measured only by how many buckets you have stored. It is measured by your ability to control contamination when the systems around you fall short. Source your produce with intention, cook it when the risk climbs, know the symptoms, and be ready to ask for the specific test that standard panels skip. Stockpiling supply keeps you fed. Controlling the contamination chain keeps you safe. The self-reliant household needs both, and knowledge is the piece no store can sell you.